Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour, talking Patrick Mahomes, talking the Steelers' economic situation. Cam Hayward. Still maybe looking at an offseason deal, is he? Is there enough money? Is there a will on either side or both sides to try to sign Bud Dupree? Ray wrote about that today. We'll talk to him about that. Meantime, Chris Bryant of the Cubs basically said this. In fact, he did say this yesterday. When it comes to these testing snafus, on the very first weekend that teams are together, and you have the guy for the Angels not showing up on time for the testing. You have other teams waiting 72 hours or more for results and just saying, forget it, we're not going to hold workouts. That was the Nationals, the Cardinals, the Astros. And Bryant says, listen, we all know there's going to be hiccups as we move along here, but you can't afford a hiccup on this, on testing. You can't, because as he said, one bad day can ruin a lot of things. And he also said this, and I quote, I wanted to play this year because I felt that it would be safe and I would be comfortable. Honestly, I don't really feel that way. And that's pretty much exactly what Mike Trout said the day before. I would argue that so far we've seen, now Nick Markakis is the latest, 9 people opt out. That's actually still fewer than I thought would, and surely some more will. But higher profile stars have yet to, really, in my opinion. I think that Trout, obviously the best player in the world, that would really turn the season on its ears, sort of. And even a Chris Bryant, to me, is a higher profile player. And here's the important thing. If one of those guys says no, does that trigger others to say the same? I wonder about that. They have their own lab, for God's sakes, in Utah. Did they not know a holiday was coming? That July 4th was ahead? That was the first weekend they were all going to be together? What's going to happen on Labor Day? Somebody should tell Rob Manfred and everybody else there's this holiday called Labor Day coming up. First week, I believe September 7th. Is the day. So maybe they should circle that one. Incredible that this would happen on the very first weekend. Listen, it's understandable if you'd go to a camp and you have a bunch of guys spitting, or somebody shows up with sunflower seeds, or there's all kinds of social distance violations. Of course. In fact, that's going to happen. Those are going to happen anyway, no matter what. But the testing? And I still don't understand how Major League Baseball doesn't have a situation like golf apparently has, like the PGA, where you have not immediate result, but within hours. And I'm not talking even as long as 24 hours, which is what the players believed in baseball was going to be the case. They thought it was going to be a 24-hour situation. So we'll see. Major League Baseball made it a point to remind us, hey, this was the 4th of July weekend. Okay. Again, That's been known for a while. There's going to be a 4th of July in 2096 as well. Plan accordingly. God, that league. That league, unbelievable. NFL and the NFL Players Association. Allie Marpet from the Buccaneers, he's their team's NFL PA rep. And he said yesterday that once all these rules and regulations are sorted out, quote, for any reason, if NFLPA leadership felt we have taken undue risk, I don't think the NFLPA would recommend coming back. So clearly not everything's been sorted out in that league. Although, then again, as Florio writes on Pro Football Talk, it's not like players always take NFLPA recommendations, right? First of all, they seemed incredibly split. They were incredibly split on the CBA. Secondly, it was the NFLPA's recommendation they not work out in small groups. And pretty much every quarterback in the league, it seems, has done that. And along those same lines, Bruce Arians is 67 years old, and he's got a guy on his staff, Tom Moore, who's 81. But they're apparently both going to go ahead and go through with this, and I get it. You know, I get it with Terry Francona in baseball. He was on our show. This is what they do. This is what they love. Arian says, however, tells the Tampa Bay Times, I have to be very careful. I'll probably double with a mask and a face shield. He's already had some health scares, including cancer. So it's still very dicey moving ahead in pro sports here and college sports for that matter. I think a lot of people are waiting to see what the Ivy League does, and that decision could come today if it hasn't already on postponing football until the spring. The Pirates' schedule out. We already knew that they were going to start in St. Louis. I don't think any of this bodes particularly well. They have two stretches of 17 straight games. That helps teams with good depth, both in the rotation and on the roster overall, and the Pirates have neither. Also, Rob Beertemple reports this, they have the second toughest schedule in the majors through the first couple weeks, and the first couple weeks are going to be critical. So it goes Mets with the toughest schedule, it's based on last year's records, of course, and the Pirates the second toughest. And the three NL Central teams that are likely to finish ahead of the Pirates, if not all of them, they have the easiest schedules in the first couple weeks. The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, in all of baseball. So now watch the Pirates be in first place after 2 weeks, but I don't think so. I don't think this is going to go very well at all. Not exactly going out on a limb there, but I don't think the Pirates are set up to win in a short season either, because it's going to be incredibly grueling. So even though it's not the marathon that it normally is, it's still going to be a test of depth for these teams. Things I like about the schedule. I love having Cleveland on it, first of all. How about the fact that Major League Baseball deems Detroit the Pirates' most natural rival? What? Cleveland would be that, really. In the end, Cleveland, Philly. But I love the fact that they wind up the season with three in Cleveland and they play, what, at least two series against Cleveland. I think that's a good thing. And the Pirates generally have done pretty well interleague-wise. The league itself opens on July 23rd with the Nationals hosting the Yankees. You figure Garrett Cole will get the start in that one, followed by the Giants and the Dodgers in a late game. Man, I hope this gets off the ground. I truly do. It would be something to be watching baseball on July 23rd. But it just feels, man, that feels like a long ways off. It does. The Athletic did a fan survey on stadiums in baseball. It's wonderful stuff. Corey Brock and our friend Sean Gentile, complete with swear words throughout, which I love that The Athletic can do that. TV does that now, too. I think it adds a lot. I really do. And the number one ballpark, what did they pull? 900 fans? Something like that. I don't know what they did. They pulled, no, 9,000, sorry, which makes it a much more reasonable poll, right? Oracle Park in San Francisco wins as the most popular, as the best major league ballpark. They rated these things on location, overall quality, atmosphere, amenities, sight lines, aesthetics, and just overall, you get your final grade there. And they won. They were elite in every category. Horst, did I pronounce aesthetics right? Did I say the TH? Something tells me that you've never said that word in your entire life. Have you?
I don't believe there was any reason to, no.
You strike me as a man who has never said aesthetics, and I like that. By the way, Belfont snorkel update. Jeremy Fowler absolutely hammered us yesterday by not even responding. Like, there's levels of getting the Belfont snorkel from potential guests. Joel Corey, the agent this morning, said, listen, I'm swamped with people. I'm swamped with interviews. That's not even a one on the snorkel scale, right? Especially because I got to him late. Fowler's a 10. Fowler is a 10 here. A guy I've played basketball with, and I realize he's busy. We're all busy. But I asked him yesterday, could we talk about, this was in the wake of the Mahomes situation, could we talk a little NFL tomorrow? No response source from Jeremy Fowler. That is a 10 on the Belfont snorkel scale. Would you agree with that?
This is not good.
No, it's not. Not at all.
We need to look into this.
We're going to look into this. Rick, listen to this. Rick Barry said yesterday, but Jeremy Fowler, he didn't even say no. He didn't even bother to get back to me.
We may have added him to the Jared Diamond list.
Yes. Although, listen, Jared Diamond from the Wall Street Journal apologized profusely. Fowler just went into the Belfont Snorkel Hall of Fame. Michael McCann of Sports Illustrated is there. A guy he used to come on the show all the time. Shows that I had, I'm talking a long time ago, back on like 1250 ESPN and things like that. And then he got too big and off he went. Another one that I sent out into the atmosphere. Keith Law, guy used to come on all the time and talk about the Pirates, would frequently rip the Pirates when they were in the midst of their 20-year losing streak. He got too big and went along on his way. A couple of others. Certainly in the Belfont Snorkel Hall of Fame, but I think Fowler might be first ballot here. I'm not even going to get back to him.
It's pending investigation. We got to see what happens.
Yeah. But yes. I was going to take a good-natured shot at him saying, hey, I guess our basketball games are off too, huh? Buddy? This is unbelievable, Horse. Huh?
It's not
good.
I don't
know how to handle this. Who do you think his presenter would be? Fowler's presenter. Ben, maybe? At the Belfont Snorkel Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that would be a good choice.
Has there been anybody else, any guests that we've had regularly on this show that has given us that? The dreaded Belfont Snorkel. I thought Bettis was going to do it the one day on Cookie's surprise, but it turned out even better when he made it a real surprise by not showing up when he was supposed to, but a segment later. Anybody else, Horace, who's been lost to big timing us, basically?
David DeCastro.
Can you think of a regular? DeCastro? Did he give us? You
he did
him
for the 10-year show.
Snorkel. Oh, wow. Why, though? I think because he was on the morning show, so I don't really consider
that
a snorkel.
We asked him first.
Did we?
That's what you told me.
I don't even know if we. How would I have known if we asked him before the morning show did?
A good point.
And I wasn't even the one who asked him. Now you're dragging me into a snorkel controversy.
Now we got to investigate Dave.
All right. I will. We're going to go back and look at the records, and I will text Dave. Dave, I'm going to give a pass to for now, though, because he doesn't seem like he would be into snorkeling like that. Fowler gets no pass. Where was I? That doesn't matter. We'll get back to the ballparks and where PNC Park ranked later. In fact, I might have Gentile on the show. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. We always have a good time. We can talk hockey and baseball stadiums. Coming up, Ray Fittipaldo talking Patrick Mahomes and Steelers long-term contract extensions. Who's still a candidate, if anybody, this offseason?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.